Saturday afternoon and time for the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. Yes, every Saturday afternoon is yarn spinning time down at the Sportsman's Club, and you're invited to join that Dean of American Sports Writers, Grantland Rice, as he meets with his friends around the great fireplace in the trophy room. Now, as you know, Granny Rice has covered sporting events all over the world in the last 30 years, and during that time, he's collected thrilling stories about every sport, stories he wants to share with you these Saturday afternoons. So now, in fancy, let's join Grantland Rice and his friends in the trophy room.
Well, I'd rate Notre Dame's team this year as the greatest of all time.
That's taken in a lot of territory, Skip.
Great Lakes took Notre Dame, didn't they?
Well, that was a fluke, Earl. You know that.
But look, Skip, you mean you'd rate the Irish this year over Rockne's Four Horsemen team?
I'd put them up against any team that ever took the field.
Listen, did you ever see the Four Horsemen?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, I never did. But wait a minute. Let's put it up to Granny Rice.
Well, Granny...
Yes, Skipper. What's this one all about?
Hi, Granny.
Hi, Granny.
Hi, fellas.
Well, Granny, I was saying that Notre Dame this year was the greatest ever. Now, Steve here says that the Four Horsemen's team was better.
That's right.
What do you say, Granny?
Well, Skip, do you think Joe Lewis could have whipped Jack Dempsey?
Lewis? Dempsey? Well, let's see. Lewis in his prime and Dempsey in his prime? Well, I don't know. That'd take some figuring, Granny.
You're right, Skip. And I've been figuring this one for quite a while, and I guess we'll be arguing about the Notre Dame team. Well, this year for a long time, too. But speaking of football, I've got a football yarn for you this afternoon. I think it's rather timely with the bowl games coming along. Do you think that argument would wait, Skip?
Sure, Granny. Let's have the story, huh?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, way.
Here, take this chair, Granny. You comfortable?
Thanks, Skip. Well, this is a yarn I picked out of Collier's, and I liked it well enough to include it in the omnibus of sports that I edited with Harford Powell a few years ago. The story was written by Frederick Hazlitt Brennan, and he called it This Football. The Rose Bowl game between State U and Notre Dame is just a week away as our story begins. And State U is favorite, principally because its backfield boasts a young Italian-American lad with the hips of a snake and the speed of a deer. Leonardo Quattrocchi is his name, and he looks like a sure bet for All-America. He lives, of course, at the training house under the watchful eye of head coach Cardigan. But as we meet him, he's at home for dinner with his sister and brothers and Mama Quattrocchi.
Boy, this is good, Mom. The best yet. Well, Len, boy, you sure ran Wisconsin off their feet last week.
Oh, Len, you were wonderful.
No, I just had good interference, that's all.
Yes, and the good interference doesn't seem to help the other backs.
Len, what's the difference between a spinner and a reverse?
Well, Mary, it's just this.
Hey, Len, how come Cardigan doesn't use a T formation, huh?
Well, Johnny, Cardigan figures that it would be better
not... tickets for the bowl game, Len? Can you figure you're going to fix this up?
Well, it's kind of tough, Carla. You see that...
Oh, Len, you've got to get tickets for Mama and me. Mm. Oh, and how about Tessa? You want her to see the game, don't you?
Well, sure, Mary, but I don't get so many tickets, and you know how it is. Everybody
Santa
wants them.
Santa Maria, this football.
Oh, Len, last week you nearly gave me heart failure. Just 2 minutes to play, and... Oh, Mama, I'm sorry.
It is all right.
Oh, poor Mama. Len comes home, and we talk football. We haven't given you a chance to say a word.
Yeah, sorry, Mom.
Yeah, let's forget football.
No, 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 Leonardo. It is good to hear you talk. Only this football, I do not understand. Oh, but I am learning better. No, Maria?
Oh, yes, Len. Mama can count the yards now by the lines. Last week at the game, she said, now Leonardo has only 35 yards for the touchdown. And she was right, too.
That's well, Mom. But now let's talk about you.
Oh, there is nothing to say about me. But you, Leonardo, you do not eat much.
Well, the dinner was swell, Mom. But you've got to remember, I'm in training, and that ravioli is tough on a fellow's wind. But you wait until after the season, then watch me eat.
And that is good. You will stay all evening?
Oh, Gemma, I'd like to, but I got to get back to the house.
Oh, Len, couldn't you spare Mama one evening?
Mary, quiet. Leonardo knows what is necessary for him to do. But, Leonardo, if you can have just a minute, I have a surprise for you.
Surprise? Well, sure. Lead me to it, Mom.
Come. I have it in the bedroom.
Can we come too, Mama?
No. It is just for Leonardo.
Well, I got to be getting along anyway. Goodbye, Mom.
I'll go with you, John.
All right.
Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, filho meu. You are good sons.
So long, Len.
So long, John. So long, Carlos.
So long, Len. See you after the game next week.
Good night.
All right, Mom. Now, what about this surprise?
Un minuto. Maria, you take away the dishes, please.
Yes, Mama, you run along.
Vieni, Leonardo.
What's the big mystery, Mom? What's the surprise?
I give you three guesses, bambino mio.
New suit.
Oh, new suit, new suit. You have two new suits already. Come in, my son.
Let's see now. I got it. It's that pigskin traveling bag I wanted.
You are one bad guesser, Leonardo. Close your eyes.
Okay, Mom.
Just 1 minute. Close the eyes tight.
Mm-hmm.
No looking, Leonardo.
No.
There. Now you look.
Okay. Oh.
Well, Leonardo?
Why, it's a set of drafting instruments.
And what else? For one who will be architect. Leonardo. They are not the right kind. Why you look so funny?
Oh, they're swell, Mom. They're wonderful. Only that I...
Leonardo, something is wrong.
Mom, I meant to tell you before, but I just never got around to it.
Tell me quick.
Mom, I dropped architecture. Oh, I had to, Mom. It was either that or give up more important things. Now, Mom, don't get upset. I know you wanted me to be an architect, but I'd never make a good one anyway.
It is this football.
Well, yes, it is, Mom. But I'm studying. I'm taking a business course, commerce and finance. And...
Business course. You are not made for the business. Leonardo, wait. Here in the drawer I have them. Look, your drawings. I have saved them all. They are beautiful. You have the gift, Leonardo. You should be architect.
Mom, don't get excited. Oh, come on. Go to the door with me. I've got to be going.
This football... I hate this.
You shouldn't hate it, Mom. Look what it's done for me. Why, I'm down near famous. I'm going to be an All-American. I've even made friends through football. And when I get out of school, I can take my pick of jobs.
No, Leonardo. Do not be fooled by this football.
Well, Mom, I've got 3 good offers of jobs already. I've got a chance to go in business.
Business. For your brothers, it is fine, yes. But for you, no. You have the gift. The gift I prayed for before you were born. That is why I named you like that, Leonardo.
I'm sorry, Mom. Really, I am. But I don't like architecture. I wouldn't be any good at it. Really, I wouldn't.
You like architecture before this football? Here, Leonardo, I'll help you with your coat.
Thanks, Mom. Gee, Mom, you're swell. But believe me, architecture isn't for me.
It is all right, Leonardo.
Really, Mom? Oh, I knew you'd see it my way. You can take the instruments back, can't you, and exchange them for something?
Do not worry. I will fix them.
Oh, somebody at the door, Mom. Well, I gotta run. Come on, give me a kiss.
Goodbye, Leonardo.
You're a swell, Mom. Oh, Tessa, how are you?
Hello, Len. Oh, hello, Mama Kotrocki.
Hello, Tessa.
Why didn't you get here sooner, Tessa? I've gotta run. So long, Mom. I'll be seeing you around, Tessa.
Goodbye, Len.
Goodbye, Leonardo.
Bye.
Certainly was in an awful hurry.
Yes, Tessa. Come, sit down and talk to me.
Of course, I know he's awfully busy, especially with the Rose Bowl game coming up and everything.
Sit there, Tessa.
Thank you, Mama Kotrocki. Oh, isn't it wonderful about Len?
Wonderful. But how it is wonderful?
Well, he's such a wonderful player. He's so famous. Aren't you proud of him?
Yes, I am proud of him, but not for this football. Tell me, Tessa, you love Leonardo?
Mama... You shouldn't ask me such things.
But it's true, no, Tessa?
Well, Mama, I'm very fond of Len. Everybody is.
I know. But Leonardo does not see you so much now.
Well, he's busy, Mama. You can't expect him to. Well, maybe after the season's over, I'll see him more often.
Season? What is season for people who is in love? You are a good girl, Tessa. And you make a fine wife for my Leonardo.
Mama.
I say no more. But I have my own ideas. Tell me, Tessa, about this football. Who is head the boss of this football?
Boss? Well, the head coach is Mr. Cardigan.
Cardigan?
Cardigan.
Cardigan? Cardigan. Where is this Mr. Cardigan?
His office is at the gymnasium.
Gymnasium? Good.
Oh, Mama, what are you going to do?
Never mind, Tessa. I fix this football. Tomorrow morning, I have a fine big talk with this Mr. Head Boss, this Mr. Cardigan.
Lady outside to see your coach says she's Len Quadracki's mother.
Yeah? Didn't know Quadracki had a mother. What's she want?
Well, I don't know, coach. Just says she's got to see you.
She picked a fine day for it. I've just had a row with the faculty. Oh, well, tell her to come in.
Okay, coach. Will you come in, Mrs. Quadracki?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Mrs. Quadracki, coach.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Quadracki? Sit right down.
Thank you very much.
What can I do for you?
Well, I come to talk to you about Leonardo.
Leonardo? Who's that?
Leonardo is my son. He plays for you this football.
Oh, yeah? You mean Len.
Huh?
Forgive me, I forgot his name was really Leonardo.
Leonardo is his name, not Len. Mr. Cardigan, I come to ask your help.
Anything at all, Mrs. Quadracki, anything at all.
Thank you very much.
Now, what'll it be?
You will tell my Leonardo to give up this football. That's all.
Of course. Wait a minute. What did you say?
You must tell Leonardo to give up this football.
I tell Len Quadracki, the best back in the country, a sure All-American, my pride and joy, I tell Len to quit football with a bowl game coming up. Madam, are you nuts?
I am not nuts.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm very sorry, Mrs. Quadracki. What I mean to say is I couldn't tell Len to give up football. Why, football has been the making of that boy.
1 minute, Mr. Cardigan. I show you something.
Mm.
Here. You look at this.
What are these things?
These are drawings made by my Leonardo. Look, one is a church. Another, a big building. And here is a house.
Very interesting.
Huh?
Very interesting. But what's all this got to do with me?
Can you not see? My Leonardo has the gift. One day he shall be great architect, if it is not for this football. Mr. Cardigan. My Leonardo tells me last night he does not want to be architect. He has given up the study.
Sure, I know that.
You know.
Matter of fact, I advise Len to give up architecture.
You advise?
Too tough a course, Mrs. Quadracki. It was interfering with his
what
football.
Do you mean?
Now, a nice little business course business is just course. The thing for Len.
So you are the one. You are the one who makes my Leonardo give up the gift. You are a bad man, Mr. Cardigan. A very bad man.
Hold on, Mrs. Quadracki. Don't get excited. You're all wrong about this thing. Look at the publicity Len is getting.
Publicity.
Picture in the papers from coast to coast. Why, he'll have his pick of jobs next June.
It's not just a job, Mr. Cardigan. It is the gift. Leonardo has the gift.
You're darn right he's got a gift. A gift for football. Now, Mrs. Quadracki, I'm a very busy man. I've got to get out to practice. You run along and just forget the whole thing. Len and I'll work this thing out.
You have other boys to do this football. Give me my Leonardo.
Oh, for Pete's sake, madam, lay off.
I do not lay off until you give me mio figlio.
Mulligan, come here.
You are a bad man, Mr. Cardigan. A very, very bad man.
Yeah, coach?
I do not leave this place until you give me back my Leonardo.
Mulligan, show Mrs. Quadracki out. She's just too darn dumb to understand.
Come along, madam.
Dumb. He says I am dumb. I am not dumb, Mr. Cardigan.
Now, come with me, Mrs. Quadracki.
Don't you call me dumb, Mr. Cardigan.
All right,
don't
all right. I take
dumb.
It back.
Mrs. Quadracki, please.
Hey, what's going on here? Mom, what are you doing here?
Leonardo.
Now, take it easy, Len.
Len, I can explain everything.
Shut up, Cardigan. Mom, what happened? Why are you here?
Len, I swear by all
that... Shut up, Cardigan. Go ahead, Mom.
I came, Leonardo, to ask him that you give up this football... And this Mr. Cardigan said I am too dumb to understand.
He did.
He didn't mean it that way, Len.
No. I didn't mean it that way. I swear I didn't. You know me, Len. 1,000 things on my mind, gagging all the time. I wouldn't say a thing like that and mean it. I apologize, Mrs. Quadracki.
No. He didn't mean it, Leonardo. He's a bad man. He calls me dumb.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, maybe that makes me dumb, too. But not too dumb, Cardigan. Not so dumb as to play football for you anymore. Come on,
Len.
We're going home.
Len, for the love of heaven, you can't do this to me. Len, it'll be my job. Len, please.
Hey, Bear, any doubt about it. Quadrocky quits on eve of Notre Dame game. Quadrocky quits on eve of Notre Dame game. Paper, get your paper. Any doubt about it.
Chances for State U to beat Notre Dame in the bowl game were bright as a dollar yesterday, but this morning they weren't worth a plugged nickel. The reason? Len Quattrocchi, State sensational halfback, has walked out. That's right, quit cold. Coach Cardigan, who's confined to his bed with a slight indisposition, could not be reached for a statement.
Sports fans, I finally got through to Coach Cardigan of State U this afternoon for a statement on the Quadrocchi case. Cardigan told me that he didn't think State U had a chance without the young Italian-American streak of lightning against Notre Dame. I tried to get in touch with Quadrocchi himself, but he wouldn't see anybody.
Yes, the great Len Quadrocchi had quit. And would State U miss him? Well, would the Yankees have missed Babe Ruth in his prime? Coach Cardigan just missed Quattrocchi about as much as he would his right leg. A pall fell over the entire student body at State U. All Cardigan could do was hold his head and moan. In fact, nobody was happy. Except Notre Dame and Mama Quattrocchi.
Leonardo.
Hmm? Oh, yes, Mom.
I have found something for you. Look, here, in the paper. It is, how you say this word, Leonardo?
Let's see. Oh, it's competition, Mom.
Competition? Oh, but look what kind of competition. Architecture, Leonardo.
Yeah.
And see the price? $1,000 for the best drawing.
I couldn't win that, Mom.
Why not? You have the gift. You will enter the competition.
Well, all right, Mom, if you want me to.
Oh, that is fine. Leonardo. Now, are you not glad I did not take it back at the drawing instruments?
Yes, Mom.
Hello? Can I come in?
It is Tessa. Come in, Tessa.
Oh, hello. I just stopped by and... Oh, hello, Lynn.
Hello, Tessa.
I have things to do in the kitchen, Tessa. You stay here and talk to Leonardo.
Well, I didn't intend to stay.
Shh! You stay, Tessa. You cheer him up.
All right. Well, Lynn... May I sit down?
Hmm? Oh, sure, Tessa. Sit down. I was thinking of something else.
About the Notre Dame game?
No, I was just thinking... Well, yes, I guess I was thinking about the Notre Dame game.
You'd like to play, wouldn't you?
I guess I would.
Why don't you talk to Mama?
No, Tessa, that's out. My mind's made up. Cardigan insulted my mother, and I'm going to show him and everybody else that my mother means more to me than this lousy football.
Would you play if Mama asked you to?
Well, I... Oh, she wouldn't ask me. Take a look at her. She's never been so happy in her life. She wanted me to be an architect. And, well, if that's what would keep her happy, that's what I'm going to be.
Len.
Yes?
Would you like to forget all about it now and walk down for a chocolate soda the way we used to before you got so busy?
That's an idea, Tessa. Sure, let's go. I'm sorry I haven't seen much of you lately, but I'll make up for it. I got all the time in the world now.
Wait a minute,
everybody. Listen.
When we get inside, I'll do the talking. Is that straight?
Yeah, all right. That's right.
And just put it up to her as a matter of school honor.
Sure.
Well, make it good, brother. Make it good.
I think she's good.
Yes?
Miss Quattrocchi.
Yes?
How do you do?
How do you do?
We're friends of Len from school. Could we talk to you for a moment?
But of course. Come in, boys.
All right.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Sure.
Miss Quattrocchi.
Yes?
Miss Quattrocchi, I'm speaking for the Beta fraternity. Huh? All of us here are fraternity brothers of Len.
Yes? Such a nice boys.
Miss Quattrocchi, we've come here to ask you to persuade Len to come back to the team. The honor of the fraternity, of the entire student body, is at stake.
Miss Quatrocki, State U needs Len.
But you have him.
But we haven't. Not on the football team, we haven't.
I am sorry, boys. Leonardo has made up his mind. He is going to be architect. No more of this football.
Mrs. Quatrocki.
Yes, Mr. Scantaleone.
Mrs. Quatrocki, I have come here as a spokesman for the Italian-American people of the city. They are proud of your son. They petition you, Mrs. Quatrocki, to ask him to go back to the team.
I am sorry, Mr. Scantaleone.
Father Rogardi, will you talk to her?
Father Rogardi will not tell me it is bad for Leonardo to be an architect.
No, indeed, Mrs. Quatrocki. No. But we must practice moderation and common sense in the attainment of our ideals. Now, Leonardo has two talents, the physical and the mental. Neither should be sacrificed for the other. Can Leonardo not be a football player and an architect as well?
No.
Mrs. Quatrocki.
Mr. Cardigan.
Mrs. Quatrocki, I come to you on bended knee. You see in me a heartbroken man. I have wept, Mrs. Quatrocki. Eh? Yes, I, a strong man, have wept ever since I spoke to you as rudely as I did. Mrs. Quatrocki, I beg, I entreat. Send Len, Leonardo, back to us. Send him back.
I will think him over, Mr. Cardigan.
Think him over? But the game's tomorrow. You've got to think right now.
I do not think so fast, Mr. Cardigan. You see, I am so dumb.
Ah!
Mama.
Yes, Maria.
Mama, don't you think this has gone far enough? The whole town's in an uproar. Really, it's not fair to Len.
Don't say more, Maria. I know what is good for Leonardo. All I hear is talk, talk, talk. Everyone wants Leonardo for this football. But Leonardo, he has not said nothing to me.
No. No, he doesn't want to hurt you. But it's breaking his heart.
Shh! You do not know what is right in such things.
Mama Quatrocki.
It's Tessa. We're in here, Tessa.
Mama Quatrocki.
Why, Tessa, what's the matter?
Plenty. Look, Mama. Look what they're saying in the papers. They're saying that Len quit because he's yellow, because he's afraid of Notre Dame.
So? And what's the difference?
Well, Mama, they're saying that he's yellow.
They're saying Len's a coward, Mama.
It does not make him so, does it? My Leonardo is not a coward. I do not care what they say.
Well, I care. And I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going right out and find Len and tell him.
Tessa.
Yes?
Tessa, my child. You love Leonardo. Non è vero?
Well, yes, I do. And I'm not going to have everyone in this town calling him a quitter. He's going out there tomorrow and show them.
Good for you, Tessa.
Stop. Stop, Tessa. Tessa, listen to me. If Leonardo goes back to this football, you know what will happen. He will be the big American success. It will spoil. They will offer him business job, and he will take it. He will take it all right now. He will not wait to be architect. If you love him, you do not want that.
I want Len respected. I want everybody to know that he's the best football player there ever was.
Oh, I do too, Tessa. Don't you see, Mama?
Please, Mama Quatrocki.
So that is the way. Tessa. You are like Leonardo and all the rest. You do not want to wait for things. You want them right now.
Yes, I want them right now.
Come on, Tessa, we've got to find Len.
And we'll tell him that you don't mind anymore, Mama.
Hurry, Tessa, hurry!
Goodbye, Mama.
Leonardo, bambino mio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ball game is over. It's State U 20, Notre Dame 14. And to sum it all up? Well, I can sum it up with one word. Quattrocchi. Yes, Len Quattrocchi, making a dramatic return to the State U lineup on the very morning of the game to play the greatest game of his entire career. Yes, the pride of Little Italy, Leonardo, the Lollapalooza, scored all three State U touchdowns, one of them after a 93-yard run. But now, before I bring you the complete summary, here's a little sideline. Len Quattrocchi quit, we learned today from Coach Cardigan, because of the illness of his mother. But returned to the game, Coach Cardigan said, at the insistence of this brave little Italian lady. Coach Cardigan quoted Mrs. Quattrocchi as saying, "I want my boy to go back and play for the school and Mr. Cardigan, and I hope Mr. Cardigan will be coach for many years." Such Spartan courage, Coach Cardigan said, is a tribute to the high ideals of football. All honor to Mrs. Quattrocchi. End of the quote from head coach Cardigan.
Yes, Leonardo, sono qui.
Mom, we won. We beat them 20-14. And, Mom, I scored every touchdown.
I am glad for you, Leonardo.
Oh, gee, Mom, you should have been there.
Now you are happy, Leonardo.
Happy? Sure, I'm happy. We won. And, Mom, I've got some more good news. You know Mr. Halloran, the old grad of State U who owns the iron foundry?
Yes.
Well, he wants me to come to work at the foundry as soon as I graduate. And, Mom, get this. He's going to pay me $300 a month.
$300? It is much money, Leonardo.
I'll say it is. Why, a guy could get married on that, Mom. Boy, $300 a month.
You will not need these anymore.
What's that? Oh, all the drawing instruments. No, Mom, I don't think I'll be needing them. Mr. Halloran wants me to kind of bear down on my business course.
You will not make the drawings anymore.
Why, I don't know. Oh, sure, Mom. I guess I'll make some drawings sometimes. I tell you what, let's keep the instruments and I'll make drawings as a kind of a hobby. How's that, Mom?
You have the gift, Leonardo.
Sure. Sure, we'll keep the instruments. Oh, I gotta run, Mom. Tessa and the gang are waiting. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Leonardo.
Don't wait up for me, Mom. I may be late.
No.
Bye.
Only one had the gift, Leonardo. Il mio bambino. And now to work in a foundry. $300 a month. Oh, this football.
Poor Mama Quattrocchi.
Yes, poor Mama. She didn't stand a chance against this football. Well, friends, that's Frederick Hazlitt Brennan's story, first published in Collier's and later included in my omnibus of sport. Well, so much for football.
Not so fast, Granny. We had an argument going when you started that yarn.
All right. What was it about, anyway?
Well, I said Notre Dame's team this year was the greatest ever.
And I picked the four horses.
I still think I'm right.
Well, it goes on and on at the Sportsman's Club, where each Saturday at this time, Grantland Rice drops around to spin one of his favorite sporting yarns. Granny will be on again 2 weeks from today, so keep that date open, will you? For the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. Our cast today included Grantland Rice, who appeared in person, Mama Quattrocchi, played by Esther Manciotti, Len Quattrocchi, played by Philip Gordon. This football was adapted for radio by Gerald Holland, and the production was under the direction of Tony Leader. Remember, be with us again 2 weeks from today for another sports story with Grantland Rice. This is the National Broadcasting Company.